Alright, so I'm gonna go ahead and call to order this meeting today. We have the Reedley Planning Commission meeting here today, which is Thursday, October 19th, 2017. So we're gonna go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance, please. So if everyone wouldn't mind standing up and go ahead and face the flag. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Alright, so we're gonna go ahead and do a roll call for attendance. Ellen, please, if you don't mind.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Here.
Commissioner Hudson? Commissioner Perez?
Chairman.
Stodio?
Here.
And Chairman, Commissioner Perez and Hudson are excused.
Okay, thank you. So now we come to the portion of the agenda that is, gives an opportunity for the public to make comment. And I'm gonna read this disclosure here. This provides an opportunity for the members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. So this is besides what we're gonna be talking about tonight. Does anyone have any issues? You do?
I was just gonna ask about the transitional home.
Okay, why don't you come and step up and you got 3 minutes, Mr. Sage?
Thank you, your reverence.
Hello, everybody. Mr. Terry. I just wanted to come by tonight just to let you guys know that I'm still very curious about how the transitional home is moving forward. I know that, not Sylvia, who's the other gal that usually sits right here where Mr. Terry's at, the city manager?
Nicole.
We've been emailing back and forth, and the last email that I got from her, she said that the city and the church were still thinking about moving forward. But then I saw something on Facebook from Mr. Baker that said that they were not involved. They had pulled their CUP. We were in the process of appealing the Planning Commission's CUP, and because he pulled out, we didn't have to appeal. And we're kind of in a holding pattern right there. We don't know really what's going on from that point forward. So just wanted to come here tonight, let you guys know I'm still interested, still want to communicate, learn more about it. And, you know, what are the city's plans? Is there another CUP in the future? Anything you guys can share with me would be great.
I can tell you at this time that the conditional use permit 2017-6, which was the submission that they had made, was withdrawn by the applicant. The decision to withdraw that application was because they wanted to have more outreach with the adjacent community, your neighborhood, and they wanted to talk through those details, and any future plans that they might have for that would be following the discussions that they have with you guys, and if that would entail going through another CUP process or anything of that nature, then it would be an open and public process just the same way it was before.
Okay. Now, does the transitional house project need a CUP to continue moving forward, or is it kind of off the table, on the table, in a holding pattern?
I don't really know exactly how to answer that question. Okay. For you right now. Yeah.
Okay. Where could I get those answers? A meeting? I just want to know, is the city still planning on moving forward with the transitional house with a different church or anything like that?
You'd have to go back onto the record and look at what's already been stated. The city's position was clearly stated right there in open public record, and that has not changed.
Okay. All right. Well, that's really all I had to ask. Just let you guys know the interest is still there. We're still out there and available if you guys want to talk or anything.
Okay.
Right, thank you so much.
Anyone else that wants to speak about any issues or items that are not on the agenda, you may do that now. Okay, so if you can reflect the record that portion will be closed. Okay, so now we're gonna move on. We have consent agenda items that we need to discuss. The first one is a housekeeping issue. So this is for the commissioners here. If the guys had a chance to go over the minutes of the special meeting that we had on September 25th, Is there any concerns, any questions about the minutes?
Sir.
No? Okay, we're going to go ahead and do a motion to approve those minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and do the motion. Could I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. And can we do a roll call, please?
Commissioner or Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcellas?
Yes.
All right. Now we come to the reason why most of you are here, the public hearing, which is a consent agenda item number 2. And this is the consideration of the conditional use permit application number 2017-8. So I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to the staff, the city staff, to go ahead and do their presentation.
Thank you very much, Chairman. So what we have before us tonight is a conditional use permit, a public hearing, of course, for consideration of the environmental assessment 2712 and associated conditional use permit 2017-8. Some interesting nuances that come along with this one right here, so I'm going to do the best I can to walk everybody right through it and of course, answer any questions that you have. So first, for the project site itself, CUP 2718 is pertaining to authorizing the potential for sale of beer and wine for off-site consumption within an existing 5,664 square foot mini market with a taquery and meat market at 1060 East Manning Avenue. We're going to spend most likely a considerable amount of time focusing on the word the potential right there, and we're going to talk about why that matters in this CUP process, what it means right now for the CUP, and what would have to come in addition to a conditional use permit to make that happen. And for those of you that are familiar with the area, that is the former location of AutoZone before they built their new building right across the street. Just a quick map of where we're looking at right there. Of course, the red box is right on Manning Avenue, and then to the right side with the yellow circle is the actual location of the project site. There's a floor plan. It could be tough to see from here, but of course it was included in your staff report. So you can see where they're looking for the location of the meat market, for the actual mini market itself, and where the alcohol sales would take place within the footprint of the building if it went through its full approval process. Concerning its surrounding uses, to the north is low density residential. It's actually zoned for multifamily residential, so it could have up to multifamily there, and its existing apartment complex, existing land use, has an existing apartment complex on it. To the east is office commercial. It's currently multifamily residential and professional office, and there are also some existing single family homes in there as well. To the south, you have community commercial, central and community commercial, and existing commercial center that's currently there. And to the west, you also have community commercial with the same uses that you see to the south. Okay, so here's where we get into some of the interesting items about this. I want to make sure that everybody has a really clear understanding of what it is. So first, the market with a taqueria and a meat counter is a by right use. So when we're having discussions about the conditional use permit, by the zone that it sits in, that type of retail use is by right. So it doesn't require a conditional use permit at all. So regardless of the conditional use permit process that they're going for right now for the potential of alcohol sales, they could still operate their store in that location. So the discussion that we're going to be having is about the potential sale of alcohol. And I would also like to point out that all throughout the city of Reedley, whenever there's going to be sales of alcohol, that always requires a conditional use permit. Moving a little bit further into that, however, there is something that the Alcoholic Beverage Commission, or ABC, determines as something that they refer to as over-concentration. They break their items down by census tract, and then they indicate a maximum amount of licenses that they feel are appropriate for that census tract. For this specific one right here, 7 is the number that they have identified as those that they would see permitted. If you want to go beyond that number, a local agency has the ability to request that ABC allow that. That's done through something called public convenience or necessity, or commonly referred to as PCN. So what happens is you go through a conditional use permit process, and if you have an over concentration, you then end up having the discussion where your city council needs to weigh in for PCN. That changes the conditional use permit itself, simply because Planning Commission, for all intent and purposes, goes much more to a recommendational type of role. Even though you're still acting on the conditional use permit, City Council still has to weigh in on that item, and so they'll get their time to say what they feel about that as well. So should a CUP be granted by the Planning Commission, it would still have to go through this public convenience and necessity findings through the City Council. Then the applicant could approach ABC and look for final approval of that license. Like I said, so ABC, of course, gets really the final call, the state entity that oversees the licensing that has to do with alcohol. But there are some steps that the city needs to take along the way. Now, I decided to lay out a little chart here because sometimes PCN is required, sometimes it's not required. So there are times where it's a two-step process. There are times where it's a three-step process, and I wanted to make it really clear. This one right here is a three-step process, what we'd be going through. So as you can see, the first thing that you have, conditional use permit. You go through that process. It then goes to the City Council for your PCN. It would then go to ABC for their final say. So just going to hit on what the major responsibilities for each one of the bodies are. So the Planning Commission tonight will be determining if the potential for alcohol sales is seen as appropriate for that physical location. So it's a land use type of discussion, whether or not the Planning Commission feels that the potential for alcohol sales to take place there is appropriate. Then the City Council will be asked to determine if there is a finding of public convenience or necessity. That's where they're going to get into the specific talks of how many licenses are there, the type of licenses or type of activities that surround it, and really a lot of the heavy conversation ends up happening there, because the recommendation at that point is that you'll either be going to ABC stating that we agree with your finding that the amount of licenses there is appropriate for that area, or they're requesting that ABC allow another one. I would just point out that if it goes to public convenience or necessity at the City Council and the City Council determines that they do not support public convenience or necessity, or they do not believe that another license is a good idea in that location, then ABC by default will deny that application. If the City Council does make a finding of public convenience or necessity, or they are supportive of another license coming in, ABC then will make the decision whether or not they feel it's appropriate to approve. So it's really gaining permission levels as you go, but it's ABC that ends up with the final say on your licenses. So ABC, of course, will render their decision on the license approval only after that PCN determination has been made in this instance because of that over-concentration. Okay, they've taken a look at the consistency with our general plan and with the zoning ordinance. I won't go through and read all of those. I'll just point to the fact that this proposed use is consistent with the general plan designation, and it is also consistent with the zoning ordinance designations for those areas. Again, we're not talking about the specific ABC license in and of itself. What we're talking about is whether or not that zone district or that general plan designation is appropriate for the type of activity that is being proposed there. And based upon the language in both the general plan and in the zoning code, that type of use is consistent with those designations. Environmental assessment 2017-12 determined that this project is categorically exempt. The reason why is because it's located within an existing facility. And it also qualifies as infill development. Both of those items are exempt under the California Environmental Quality Act. And there is no additional financial impact because the project applicant has paid all of their application fees in full. With that said, staff is making the recommendation that the Planning Commission, through Resolution 2017-9, take the following actions: to approve environmental assessment number 2017-12, which is a categorical exemption under the notated sections, and to approve conditional use permit application number 2017-8, authorizing the potential for sale of beer and wine for off-site consumption within a 5,664 square foot mini market with a taqueria and meat counter located at 1060 East Manning Avenue. Again, staff's recommendation for approval on these items is based upon the consistency with the general plan designation and the zoning designation. But that concludes staff's presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions that the commission may have.
Commissioners, do you guys have any questions, concerns that Mr. Terry could answer? just so we can be clear. Just to be clear, even if we, you know, approve or not approve the CUP for the potential for alcohol consumption, they could still have the restaurant, right?
Correct. Yep. The other uses that they are proposing for that site are by right.
Right.
Correct.
By right. So they can still open the restaurant if they wanted to.
They absolutely could
do all that, but it's the alcohol issue.
Yep.
That we're here to say if it's appropriate for that area, if it's already sold there, is it appropriate? If it's not, you know, that's what we're here for.
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Terry, is it appropriate to talk security at this time in terms of surveillance, cameras, alarm systems?
Yeah, I think those are appropriate questions to ask. A lot of that falls into the gray area in between. Is that really for public convenience or necessity, or is that under CUP? But I believe that has to do with the appropriateness of the use there, or whatnot. And I believe that those are appropriate questions to ask. We may have to refer those items to the applicant or to his representatives to make sure that we're going to get the
appropriate answer.
Yeah.
Is the applicant here?
Yep.
Okay. I have some questions for you. Do you mind stepping up over here real quick? Oh, okay. Is there a language barrier? Oh, okay. Do you want to stand next to her? Hi, if you don't mind stating your name and your address, if you don't mind. If you don't want to, you can just state your name, okay?
Yeah, my name is Clarissa Mitchell, and my address is 8131 South Frankwood Avenue, located here in Reedley.
Okay, and who do we have here?
This is my dad, Jose Michel.
Jose Michel?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So are you familiar with what your dad is doing?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you part of the business aspect? Okay. Ms. Michel, I have a question. Already in the area, there's a lot of, you know, meat markets, or actually not, I shouldn't say meat markets, but there's a lot of, you know, markets there on that area there. What makes your project different? Because I did notice some different things here that combines a lot of things that a lot of the businesses don't have in that area. So if I wanted to hear from you, what is the potential, what is your ultimate goal for this property?
Dile que porque la comida siempre se vende, tenemos un negocio y estamos dando muchas ventas, y que la comida siempre se vende, y hemos mirado muchas tiendas que siempre están ocupadas.
Okay, we currently own a business also here in Reedley,
okay,
in which our sales are not doing that well, so we're trying to go a different route. We have noticed in a few other businesses that are very similar to the ones that we would like to open, in which they're always really busy. So we would like to offer the community a separate option, another alternative, and we would also like to do some improvements, as in helping out our community in better quality and a lot of other aspects that, you know, I'm pretty sure the community would really appreciate.
Okay. I noticed that the plan has for retail, right?
Yes.
Retail, and then there's a taqueria inside. So when you guys did this plan, did you guys know that there's nothing like this in that area, or was that already originally planned, or did you guys decide, okay, we need to add this, we need to add that? Was that original, or was that something that you guys thought, you know, that area needed that?
Well, we put it more together because a lot of our customers at our current business,
okay,
we would hear them speaking about, you know, when they would make their family parties, you know, their backyard, their barbecues, how they would struggle having to go to separate stores trying to get what they were looking for. So we kind of figured if we can provide it all in one, it would be more convenient for the families around the community.
Okay. And does your dad understand that, you know, he could still open up his restaurant, but the reason why we're here is because we're talking about the potential of the alcohol issue?
Yes, we understand.
Oh, okay. I don't have any more questions.
Oh.
Do you guys have any questions for them?
That was mine exactly, that if ABC gives us a guideline to go by, and then we've already exceeded it by one, I wondered why we would look at making more off-sale alcohol if that area already had more than its allotment. What we needed to look at before we even sent it on to council. Mm-hmm. I just want to be sure that we do what we're supposed to do at our level.
Yeah, that's really why I wanted to go through the chart there, because it does add that interesting nuance about the fact that the Planning Commission is only being asked to weigh in on whether or not that type of use is appropriate in that zone district, in that area, right? And then beyond that, council takes up the rest of the discussions, Dawn, exactly about what you had just stated as far as the number of licenses, the appropriateness for the area. Do they feel that that's already its maximum? Or that should be allowed to be exceeded by ABC. Yeah, so the Planning Commission has a little bit more narrow of a role once the public convenience and necessity item does come in, because a lot of that discussion that would happen typically with an alcohol CUP by default ends up getting transferred to the City Council as part of that PCN conversation.
Are you guys planning to remodel the area? I mean, do you guys have the go-ahead to remodel the outside or, you know, improve? Because it looks like a pretty big location.
Yes.
Are you guys taking over more than just one?
It's three locations.
Three locations.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we are currently in the remodeling process.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
As I had asked Mr. Terry, what are your plans for security?
For security, we do. We are going to be installing security cameras. In our current business, we have the latest, you know, where we can view them on our phones. We also can do, it also includes audio. We do check them hourly, usually, and there's always going to be someone in charge. We also will be providing training for all our employees. I don't remember off the top of my head what it's called, but it's also required, the training is also required through the through ABC, I believe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can I add something?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You had asked about why we wanted to do something for our community. We would feel like if we weren't allowed the application for us to sell beer and wine in the facility, it would really impact the sales. Only because how I mentioned earlier that we envisioned this idea where our customers can go into a facility in which they can consume everything they are looking for, and as Mexican families, they usually go in and, you know, they buy the meat, they buy, you know, all the vegetables they need for the barbecues, and while there's always usually somebody would like to get some beer, and that would really, I feel like that would really affect our sales for our new business.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so with that said, we're going to go ahead and I don't have any more questions, but we're going to go ahead and open up this agenda item to the public, so you guys here. There is some guidelines that I want to go ahead and read. Anyone that's willing to come up and want to speak, you may. We do have a 3-minute limit. That way we won't be here all night long. So please respect the timer there. Try to get your point across. And if you do come up, please, you know, say your name, last name, for the record. If you want to say your address, you can say that. If you don't, at least the city that you live in. And then we can go from there. Once everyone's done, I'll close the session, and then we'll decide what's going to happen. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and open it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Al Solis. I'm a planning consultant. My address, the name of the company is Soul Development Associates. My address is 906 N Street, Suite 100 in downtown Fresno. I'm here tonight representing One Stop Market at 998 East Manning, which is directly west of the project that's in front of you this evening at 1060 East Manning. This is the fourth time that I've had the opportunity to discuss issues with the Planning Commission. I worked through your general plan process, which took a little bit of time, but I was a part of that, and also had handled a residential river bottom project a couple of years ago. So again, my fourth time here in front of you. Very quickly, I'd like to give you my credentials on why I can speak on a subject like this. I spent 32 years with the City of Fresno as their planning director, building official for the last 10 years of my service. Something that came up in the 90s at that jurisdiction was something called an ABC CUP, which was a requirement of a conditional use permit for an ABC license. And that was caused at the time because of the death of a teenager who purchased alcohol illegally at a convenience store, and was felt there needed to be stronger rules and regulations about convenience stores. And so as part of that, I was the planning director to make sure that was implemented and put in place since that time, now probably some 20 years. Since retiring from the city of Fresno, my company, Soul Development Associates, has done over 600 projects in the San Joaquin Valley, a number of those related to alcohol. I've also lately been working with a group called APCA, American Petroleum and Convenience Store Association. I believe several of the people here in the audience are members of that organization, and I believe one of the board members was going to be here this evening. We've handled a number of items for them. One is an ownership transfer between two APCA members, and obviously the gentleman here tonight is also an APC member. In terms of background, I think your director has given you an excellent presentation in terms of the various steps you have to go through in order to get an ABC license. What is often confusing is why we look at census tracts. The state of California decided that the basis for evaluation shall be census tracts. Census tracts are zoning blind. They don't really care what the zoning is. The boundaries are determined by population. And the ABC has decided there should be a certain amount of licenses based on the population. So the end result of that in Reedley is this particular census tract calls for 7 licenses. It does currently have 8. If this one is approved, that makes 9. The other census tracts in Reedley do not exceed the recommended level. In other cities, if you look at the location of licenses based on census tract, they're often scattered around a census tract, and there's no real concentration. What we have here is that all of these sites are on 1/2 mile of Manning Avenue. And the 9th one would also be within that 1/2 mile. Jurisdictions handle these items differently in terms of how to handle alcohol sales, alcohol licenses. The city of Fresno, which has been getting a lot of bad press lately about the number of licenses, have put some very stringent rules in place. And I'm not suggesting you do the same here, but I'd like to cover 4 points they use to look at this kind of an issue that's before you. One, is it near sensitive uses? Secondly, is it near other alcoholic beverage establishments? Third, is it within a high crime rate? Or is it in a high concentration area? I'd like to talk about 2 of those items, and I'm running out of time. Can I go a little bit further?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Okay.
If you can just...
I'll speed it up.
Please.
The first point having to do with the distance to other facilities, the city of Fresno suggests that their facility should not be within 500 feet of another facility. And if you look at the situation in Reedley in terms of that 1/2 mile, and 8 sites, you probably have one on the average of 327 feet. If you add the 9th one and you do the same kind of math and divide the 9 into the 1/4 mile, there's one for every 291 feet. Again, not suggesting that you should adopt the Fresno rule, but here's a city that's looked at it and decided this is a standard. And the 4th point has to do with over-concentration, which really usually is defined as causing problems with noise, loitering, traffic issues, negative impact on commercial businesses or residential areas. And again, that's the issue of how many of these should be within each census tract. This issue has become a very major issue in the San Joaquin Valley. If you've been tracking the Fresno Bee lately, in the last 4 months, there have been 5 major articles addressing this issue and the need to put cap and limit in terms of the number of approvals. The related to concentration and over-concentration, in page 4 of your document, your police department has listed a number of items, A through J, which they feel should be applied to the project, which vary from the camera systems, controlling no sales of illegal drugs, limiting sale of single containers, making sure the legal age is correct for anybody buying the alcohol, not letting the alcohol be consumed outside the store, discouraging loitering, and making sure a litter is picked up in the neighborhood. I have contacted the ABC office counter personnel and asked if there's been any interest in this item, and the response from the gentleman was substantial. I couldn't get a number from him what substantial meant, but I did talk to Stella Reyes, who is the area representative who was handling this item, and she says a little bit over 20 different protests have been filed with ABC on this item. And if I could just ask people in the audience who are opposed to this project, if you could raise your hand. Those are the people I'm representing here today. If the Planning Commission chooses to support this project, obviously we will appeal that particular decision to the City Council. I think your staff has been trying to be very business friendly to this application, but I think there's a strong information in terms of over-concentration and the rules set forth by ABC. We would recommend that you not make that decision and you vote to not support the application that's in front of you. Thank you.
Mr. Solis, just yes. One quick question. Yes. So you were employed for your services by One Stop Market?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here from One Stop Market?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else in the public that would like to say anything or make any comments? Oh, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Chelsea Powell and I live here in Reedley. I would like to say that I agree with every single word that the gentleman just said. We have far too many places here in town where we can buy alcohol. It's too much. I can't even walk my kids across town without being worried about getting jumped. There's so many people out in there's homeless people, there's drunk people out, and why do we need more? We don't. There's too much.
Ms. Powell, do you live in the area where this is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any more comments?
No.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and... Did you...
I just want to say the same thing. I live in the same area. I mean, within walking distance. There's fear everywhere.
Right. You don't want to step... Please, that way we can hear you and it'll be on the record. Your first...
My name is Bobby Perez. I live on 1066 North Haney. And there's 10 stores that sell beer in my area. Where they're at, my alley is like dead end to their store. It smells of urine. There's drunks everywhere. There are all these dumpsters that from the apartments, from the store. I mean, there's urine, and it's all because people are drinking, they're just walking by, they can't wait to get home. And I just think there's too many stores that sell alcohol in my area. So that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Please.
Hey everybody, my name is Jesus Vargas. I am the general contractor for this project. First thing, I think still I have problems in the area, but the owner of this project will be installed security around. It's a nice point. And second, if these guys are very worried about that situation, why don't stop to sell beer? I don't understand his position or why are very worried are very worried, I think, stop to sell beer. And second, I believe that guy's bring all the family. And it's no, I don't think so that these people live in that neighborhood. Okay? And it's a lot of stores in really that sell beer, but this is no a convenience store. It's a market. And the beer and the wine sale is part of the basic basket. Everybody that go to the store maybe get a 6-pack or 12 to drink for the entire week. It's very different when you go to a convenience store. When you go to convenience stores, because you will be drink a lot. It's very different. If you go to any market, it's very common, the beer and wine sales. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and close this. If anyone else has something to say, we can say it now. But I'm gonna go ahead and close the public comment portion of this. But if you don't mind just giving a recap of, the due diligence that you guys did, mm-hmm. you know, because they have valid points and there is a lot of issues here.
They do.
So can you just relay as a staff member from the city to let them know, why is it your recommendation?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, to respond to one comment that was made there that this is the only census tract within the city of Reedley that exceeds the limit right now. I believe this is actually the second, Ellen, is that correct? The downtown area also has an over-concentration of licenses. This is something that you will likely see in your heavy commercial areas, right? That's typically when you're going to see any type of over-concentration. But I think that that's been stated well throughout the process already. But I did just want to clarify that there is actually two census tracts in Reedley that are already over-concentrated. In addition to that, whenever you bring in the public convenience and necessity findings, like I had stated before, and that finding is required to be made by the city council, that takes much of the content that would have been involved in a conditional use permit and pushes that now for the city council to discuss. I think it would be safe to say that the vast majority of the concerns that were brought forward are the exact items that need to be discussed at a PCN hearing, and that the city council would need to hear and would need to directly address and make their decision based upon that. Staff's recommendation for approval of both of these items is simply because you have the caveat in there that is this use, this type of use appropriate, the potential for this type of use appropriate in these zone districts and in this area. Staff's recommendation is based upon that item when it goes for, if it goes before the city council for public convenience or necessity findings, then all of the concerns that were brought up here tonight would need to be discussed in great detail, and the city council would need to make the decision based upon those items. For the recommendation that we gave to the planning commission, that is based solely upon the right and the use of that property for the property owner. Okay. So I know that can feel confusing when you introduce the public convenience and necessity.
Right.
But it simply delays a lot of the concern content and the addressing of those questions that they had to the city council. That puts it on the city council's plate for them to make that decision. If you were in an area where you did not have over concentration, all of those type of questions, because a CUP is required, would need to be addressed at the planning commission level. But with PCN required, your recommendation ends up being, for all intent and purposes, a recommendational item that will go to the city council, even though it's not going to state that you recommended approval of an ABC license. It's just going to say that the planning commission found that this use is appropriate in this area.
So if this gets approved, they can't sell alcohol tomorrow?
No, absolutely not. They would still need to go before the city council.
So it's still going to keep going?
Absolutely.
And the city council is going to have to make a decision?
They would make their decision for public convenience or necessity findings. And then even from there, it then has to go to ABC at the state level. As I'd stated before, if the city council elects, if it went to the city council for PCN and the city council was not supportive of PCN, then by default, ABC denies an application. If city council felt that there was public convenience or necessity findings that they could put forward, then ABC, it goes to them, and then they will make the decision on, thank you for your recommendation. We will either approve that in line with your recommendation, or we still feel that that is an over-concentrated area, and they have the authority to either approve or deny.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Terry. All right, so commissioners, we're going to go ahead and make a decision here. In front of you, there's agenda item number 2. It has A and B. I'm going to go ahead and do a vote for both at the same time. One's a CEQA, that's environmental aspect, and the other one is for the conditional use permit, if it gets approved or not. So then it moves on to the next phase. So in front of you,
Mr. Chairman, I think it would actually be appropriate to take them at separate actions.
At separate actions?
Just okay. To be safe.
We can do that as well. Okay. So in front of you, you have resolution number 2017-9. This is a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission approving the conditional use permit application number 2017-8. So in front of you, that's item number A, or letter A. I'm going to go ahead and do a motion to approve, and I need a second.
Just to clarify, Chairman, this is you're looking for a motion to approve the environmental assessment.
I'm sorry, the environmental assessment. Actually, what I read was for B, so I'm going to go ahead and reread this again. So again, this is a resolution 2017-9. This is a resolution, agenda item number A, to approve the environmental assessment number 2017-12. Can I get an approval? Because I'm going to go ahead and do a motion to approve the assessment for the environmental. Get a second?
I'll second.
Can I get a roll call?
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcellas?
No.
Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and do we're going to decide on the resolution that's also included in 2017-9, and this is a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission approving the conditional use permit application number 2017-8. I'm going to go ahead and do a motion to approve. So can I get a second so we can vote?
I'll second.
Okay, go ahead and do a roll call, please.
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcellas?
Yes.
Okay, so what that means, if you don't mind, Mr. Terry, go ahead and explain
Absolutely.
To them what that just happened.
So the Planning Commission has determined that the potential for alcohol sales is an appropriate use in that location. Right. The applicant now will need to move forward and make an application with the City Council for them to consider public convenience or necessity findings. The City Council will then render that decision, and we will forward that information on to ABC as requested by ABC should the applicant make a formal application to ABC. And they, as I'd stated before, ABC will ask a very blunt, direct question on that application, and that is public convenience or necessity findings appropriate? And the answer there, of course, is yes or no, and did the City Council take action on that? If the action was that they supported public convenience or necessity findings, then ABC will move ahead with making a decision, either a yes or a no. If it was our City Council did take action and they did not find public convenience or necessity findings, then by default, the application would be denied.
Okay.
It, of course, as with all Planning Commission decisions, there is a 10-day period where any party who wishes to can appeal the Planning Commission's actions as well.
Okay, so this just means that it's going to go on to the next process, and that would be a process that you would be able to voice your concerns to your elected officials, okay?
Yeah, and I think, Chairman, if I could, I would just really want to point out that all of the concerns that were discussed here tonight, those are very, very valid right. At the public convenience or necessity findings level. So I would encourage everybody that voiced any opinion today, whether for or against, to be involved in that process as well, because those concerns and those questions are the exact items that City Council needs to hear, and what they will make that decision, the recommendation to ABC that they will give weighs heavily upon those items.
Okay, thank you for coming. You can stay for the rest of the meeting. We have some really technical issues to discuss in our agenda item number 3. But if you guys don't want to stay for another hour, you can go ahead and go home from now. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and take a little recess, like 5 minutes, please. So we're going to go ahead and continue with agenda item number 3. Do we have a presentation for that? Or?
Nothing formal. Okay. You, of course, have the staff report in front of you. I'll go through it very, very quickly. I think that it's something that everybody was anticipating coming through, had been discussed several times because of the nature of it. So we have two items here. It's consideration of text amendment application number 2017-1. You will also notate that it will be referred to during the process. I want to make sure I get the ordinance number right. As ordinance number 2017-005. When that goes before the City Council. So it's heard as a text amendment at the Planning Commission level, done in ordinance fashion once it goes to the City Council, but are the one and the same items. We are looking to amend, proposing to amend Section 10.23.4b2 of the Reedley Municipal Code. This pertains to addressing the commitment of putting no less than 50% of the current city stormwater development impact fee to recharge activities. As you all know, on July 13th of 2017, we entered into a settlement agreement with Consolidated Irrigation District regarding 4 ongoing litigations that we had with them. One of the items there that we agreed to was a commitment to provide no less than 50% of our current stormwater fees to go toward actions that would specifically result in Kings River water being recharged to the aquifer underlying the city. I think it's very important to notate that no fee adjustments or anything of that nature, no fee increases, anything of that nature are being proposed in any way. And in all reality, that 50% that we had agreed to within this that was important to the other party is actually pretty close to what we already do. So really all we're talking here about is codifying the commitment to this. It does get into some of the specifics there about the locations in which that needs to happen. I'll briefly summarize those. It states, of course, that that no activities unless agreed upon by the other party should be further than 3 miles outside of the current city limits. So we're talking about recharge activities that would be taking place right here. I think it's also important to note that whenever we have a development come in, a single family development, anything of that nature, any type of parcel map, we are always looking at stormwater collection and retention anyways. So these discussions were already part of everything that we did on a daily basis. It's just simply was part of the request that they want it codified that we were going to commit that 50%. And we were absolutely comfortable with that and supportive of it because that's been our practice anyhow. So with that, that's what we're looking for. This one took a little bit of a unique timeline. Typically, a text amendment will be heard by the Planning Commission. You'll then give a recommendation, and then it'll have a first reading, followed up by a second reading with the City Council at 2 separate meetings. Because of the time schedule associated with this one that we had agreed to within the agreement to have it in place in a certain amount of time, we had to tweak that schedule a little, still completely legal, of course, and in line with everything appropriate. But the City Council went ahead and introduced the item, and now it's coming to the Planning Commission here for your recommendation. And at their next meeting, they'll actually be taking their formal action on it and will receive a report of the Planning Commission's recommendation to them at that time. As far as the environmental review that goes along with it, we found it was determined that there is a no possibility of significant effect, which is some people want to call that an exemption. It's not. It's different. It really just means that CEQA doesn't even apply. There's nothing in there in the CEQA language. It would show that that applies because there is no potential of a significant effect. And as such, we have paperwork there that's showing that item. As I had said before, the City Council will actually be holding on October 24th the second reading. When they introduced the item, it was introduced unanimously by the City Council, so you'll note that it will be a consent agenda item when they look to take action upon that. So they waive the second reading because of the unanimous vote there. And the only way that we would pull that, of course, from consent is if there was either a member of the public, a member of the council that asked for us to pull that, or if one of the planning commissioners did not feel that it was appropriate, and we would, again, pull the item and discuss it from there. With that said, I believe that all the attachments that you have here show the process that the item has gone through in line with the Reedley Municipal Code for text amendments. And that concludes my report. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Questions? Yeah. Concerns? The only question I have is, do I have to do this separately? Can I do this one together?
I'm okay with this one together.
Yeah, my apologies.
That's okay. When you have a lot of people at a meeting like that,
right.
I think it's important.
I'll make a note of that. Yeah, yeah. That way we can separate that out. Okay, commissioners, we're going to go ahead and make a decision on this resolution that you have in front of you. It's resolution 2017-8. This is a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending to the City Council of the City of Reedley approve tax amendment application 2017-1, proposing to amend section 10.23.4 of the chapter 23 of title 10 of the Reedley Municipal Code pertaining to development impact fees. It doesn't have CEQA on there, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't, because there's the environmental assessment.
It
that no
doesn't
possible.
Apply, so yeah. Let's put that on record. It does not apply. Yep. So I'll go ahead and do a motion to approve. Can I get a second?
A second.
Okay, so let's go ahead and make a decision on roll call, please.
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcellas?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now we go to the fun part, agenda number 4, director's report.
Absolutely. I'll try to keep it short because I know there's some important items.
Nah, that's all right.
That's going on tonight. Just wanted to make sure you guys know that we do have two tentative maps, maps that are working their way through the process right now. The draft conditions of approval are back with the development team for the respective projects for their review and comment. So in the near future, we anticipate those items coming before the Planning Commission for you guys to take a look at. It's right around 220 residential units between the two. So
between the two?
Yes. So good, a good chunk
single
there.
Single-family home?
Yes, single-family homes. I think it's interesting to notate there as we have taken a look back at the last 17 years or so of single-family development that's taken place in the city of Reedley. This right here is like 65-70% of what we had over the last 17 years, right, just in these two items right here. So again, a lot of unique reasons for that. Of course, you had the downturn in the economy. We had the litigation that made it challenging for a lot of development to move forward, but it looks like there's some really good things that are happening now, and I think that's a great thing for Reedley. I think that the housing stock is always in need of continual improvement and appropriate growth.
If you can say or not say, I mean, are these builders, are they local or are they national? Or?
Yeah, I would say they're, one of them is extremely local, Yanez Construction.
Okay.
So yeah, right here in Reedley, does a lot of stuff in Reedley. That's the smaller of the two, but it's a very good infill project. Staff was extremely happy with what they had brought forward, and there really wasn't a whole lot of feedback that they were given on adjustments that we felt needed to be seen. The other one is a Valley builder, but not someone who has ever built in the city of Reedley before, even though they do have some people, of course, on their team that are consultants that have worked within Reedley on various projects before. That project is a little bit bigger on that one, one on the north side of town, one on the south side of town, so it's good also to see that balance, the Yanez one in the south side of town. So yeah, some good things going on. Also wanted to point to the fact that we have multiple text amendments that will be coming before you. Those are always public hearings, so my apologies up front for those items. There's been a lot of movement at the state level in the last few years as they have, to put it nicely, encroached on a lot of the local processes. And some of the challenges that come along with that mean that when they do certain things, you either need to be reactionary with your code to make sure that you retain the amount of control that you're allowed to have. Or sometimes it's some simple items that are just changing some of the vernacular that had been used in the past that now is no longer relevant. So you'll see minor text amendments that will be coming up here over the next few months, that the majority of them are just simply going to look at adjusting definitions, maybe adding a definition, changing language. As an example, something like, what used to just be termed as smoking, with the introduction of several assembly bills that have come through the state, it now has definitions that go beyond smoking, vaping, oxygening, I mean, all of these different items. So, you want to make sure those things are covered in your code.
Of course, we need oxygen.
So,
well, you need it clearly stated
exactly.
Before you make a decision on... Yeah.
The default with that kind of stuff is that if it's not expressly mentioned in your code, then people can be open to
sure, right?
to do whatever they want. So. That's, so we'll be bringing several of those forward as we're always trying to make sure that we're staying ahead of the curve of that the best that we absolutely can. And then for those of you that may have heard that Chipotle several months ago had entered into an agreement to come into the city of Reedley with a landowner here. Unfortunately, the developer that was behind that location and 12 others throughout the state of California has pulled back on all of that development. So. Sorry that I have to give that bad news for those
that's
of you that
twice.
Were Chipotle fans.
That's twice that they were going to come.
That's probably yeah. I think that's probably about right.
They were going to come by the college, where the Baskin Robbins was.
Yep. Yep. We're still
well,
working
that's
hard
too
though.
Small location for them, isn't it?
No, well, it was going to be.
They were taking up more
yeah.
than one unit. I'm looking at it going.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they, we're as we always do, we're going to continue to work with the, Fresno Economic Development Corporation, as well as the other EDCs that are around, the private developers, the landowners. We're always doing everything that we can to try to attract people to Reedley. So we'll continue to give that same effort. But in case you guys heard any musings of that, I wanted you to know that that's where that stood for right now.
Rob, if you can get in and out and Chipotle's, I will never have to leave.
Yeah,
to
how great would that be? Huh?
Yeah. I can run to the Chipotle's and then run home.
You know, I already promised Ellen that it would be a Deli Delicious first.
Okay,
so.
That's fine too. That's great. I like that place.
No, there's some good things going on though, but there's always a lot more work to be done, and we're going to give it everything that we have. This is a great community, and we want people to continue to be here and continue to enjoy it. We want to grow at the appropriate scale while still making sure that we can maintain all the things that make this community such a great place. So we're mindful of that all the time, and I just thank you guys for your service and for the opportunity to be here as a staff member and be responsive to your questions, and hopefully we'll be able to bring you guys good quality items for you to consider.
Awesome.
As a downtown business, can I ask you if there's anything proposed new going down? Just because we still have some big
business-wise, there hasn't been anything that we've been approached with. A lot of those business activities will typically end up going through the chamber because many of them aren't going to require any type of entitlement process. Beyond like a building permit. So it's not uncommon for an existing building in a commercial corridor that already exists, unless there's going to be a CUP or something that's required.
Mm-hmm.
It's not uncommon for us to actually not hear a whole lot about it until they come in for a building permit, right?
Oh.
So they may reach out between their realtors or their brokers, and they're dealing, with the private property owner and the business owner, the business developer. They're working those items together.
Mm-hmm.
But we have regular meetings, of course, with the chamber, and are always trying to make sure that if we've heard anything, they know it. If they've heard anything, we know it. Because the goal is to try to work together with everybody to make it as easy as possible for a company. If someone is looking
sure.
to move in and they're going to be doing building permits and all that, it makes a huge difference if they walk in the door and you already know who they are and you're waiting to serve them. I mean,
sure.
that's just, wow. That's, and that's what we want to be. We want to be a very customer-friendly type of community.
Reason I ask is I have a huge desire for that corner building to be occupied and to be beautiful like it was when we first moved here, Coffee and Candy's building.
Mm.
And that property owner just doesn't want to do a thing.
There,
I've personally talked to him.
There's been some considerable
asking
amount.
A couple questions, and he just... Yeah.
Not a whole lot of response.
He's not a landlord type. He just isn't. He's going to let his kids take care of it.
Yeah, the private property stuff can be really, really challenging. Where we do... have some impact in the public right-of-way areas. There's been significant discussion over the last few months about the SB1 funding that was recently increased and how we can be utilizing that in the downtown to come up with some good things. I'll actually be meeting with the Streetscape Committee this next week to give them
nice.
Some updates on what those
okay.
discussions have been.
Because I'll tell you, I felt really sorry for all the people that put all the work into that fiesta. Then when the parade went by and the run stopped right in that area, what did they see?
Yeah.
It wasn't good for representation for downtown. I went, really, could somebody have just gone in with the key and cleaned it up?
Yep.
And put some of that wonderful art there.
One of the things that I would really love to see, there's
like
been,
it used to be.
There's been discussion at the state level about bringing back the redevelopment agencies, right? I think when that was taken away, a lot of local agencies took a huge hit mm-hmm. from that because they utilized that to address so many things right in their own backyard that they otherwise would not have been able to. So that went away, and interestingly enough, the very people at the state that lobbied to take it away are the ones that are now have moved from state into local government, and they're now saying, hey, we need something like a right. redevelopment agency.
We always
very interesting.
Needed it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if that does happen, one of the things that I would immediately want to discuss would be what can we do for the facade improvement program,
yeah,
which was, that was a great thing in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it provided low interest loans or sometimes no interest loans for people to be able to address those items. But if you're talking about a whole different type of setup for RDA, there could be other opportunities that we could look at that can help with that. You know, because the aesthetics of your community, I mean, that's a huge part of the battle.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Yep. So that's absolutely on the radar for us.
I'm interested in on Saturday going downtown in the Fulton Mall to see what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys been down there in the last few weeks or so?
Haven't.
Yeah, it's different. I don't know any other way. It's in a good way. I mean,
that
is a positive. And anything like that takes time. You know, so anybody that's going to go down there, please, you know, don't expect to see, oh my goodness, this is like a whole different world.
But it's
going to
be better than it was before.
It's an absolute positive. It's
because
a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Well, so now I'll be canvassing business owners down there and talking about expanding into the city of Reedley.
All right.
Yep, so that's what we have. Ellen, anything you think needs to be highlighted?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Future agenda items, we're a go for the second?
We actually are not a go for the second. We're thinking of having that text amendment postponed maybe to the 16th.
Okay, and then the 16th, we still have the map and possibly two text amendments?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the map might be postponed.
Okay.
But we will definitely have the two text amendments.
And December 7th, we should still plan?
I would still plan on that. Hopefully it's an early meeting. What we're also, we just kind of bounced the idea around, but maybe doing a special meeting December 14th.
Just to accommodate noticing requirements, but also accommodating
holiday schedules. Is there anybody that will not be around?
14th?
On the 14th. It's the next Thursday.
And would that... was our discussion bumping the 7th to the 14th?
Either or.
Okay.
Yeah. We could bump it.
Well,
okay.
I guess. Well, I mean,
we don't want to like overrun your holidays.
Yeah. Right.
The
7th. The only concern would be the parade. Right. We discussed that
mm-hmm.
through email. So if it has to be. I mean, could we do the day?
I'm actually better the 14th, if that means anything.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere.
I don't think we have anything time sensitive enough that moving the items from the 7th to the 14th would create a large problem. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you guys would prefer to move the regularly scheduled meeting of the 7th to a special meeting on the 14th, not a problem.
Works
That's
better,
fine.
Yeah.
Ew, even better.
Yeah.
And to me, if it needs to be a longer meeting to accommodate maybe putting these two meetings and drawing us both, I have employees that... Hey, I need Dawn, I need... It puts a little bit of a crimp on it. If we can just go long on one, because I've already covered it.
Right,
you know?
Yeah,
okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, and that's kind of what we wanted to do for the text amendment on
okay.
the 2nd,
yeah.
to try to combine a couple of them.
So the 2nd is out totally?
It's out.
Yes,
okay.
It is.
But
and
the 16th, we're good.
Yeah, the 16th, we would like to have one.
And then possibly, most likely,
the
14th.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
And I can send an email out just for commissioners that aren't here as well. To
please.
But
at least you have three that are willing to be here or can be here.
And for regularly scheduled meetings in between any of those times, of course, if something time sensitive does come up, you know, our apologies beforehand that we would need to reach out for that item. Nothing that we anticipate right now, but you know, you never know
those
what might come through the door.
Dinner.
I will keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this meeting. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.